السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمده ونصلی ونسلم علی رسوله الكریم، اما بعد، فقال رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم: من صلی علی صلاة واحدة صلی اللہ علیہ عشرا، او كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه واتباعه وازواجه وذريته. الله سبحانه وتعالى and his angels send salat, send durood, send salutations upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, or salutations or durood sharif, the most virtuous formula of salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or durood sharif is the one recited in salat after the tashahud, after the attahiyyat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. So salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or durood sharif is a very virtuous and very meritorious act. You will not find anywhere in the Quran or ahadith the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that Allah performs a salat and his angels perform salat, so therefore you perform salat also. Or Allah gives zakah, his angels give zakah. Allah performs hajj, his angels perform hajj. It is only regarding salutations upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salat ala Nabi, durood sharif, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, indeed, Allah and his angels continually send their salat upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There can be no greater virtue for salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam than this virtue, that Allah himself sends salat and salutations and durood upon his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And upon his command, the angels, the malaika, they also engage in sending salat and salutations and durood upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Man salla alayya wahidatan, man salla alayya salatan wahidatan, sallallahu alayhi ashara. One who sends one salat, one durood, one salutation upon me, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that one who sends one salat, one salutation, one durood upon me, sallallahu alayhi ashara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send 10 mercies upon him. Only one mercy is sufficient for the forgiveness of all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the jinns, and all the humans, right from Adam alayhi salatu was salam, right from the first jinn until the last jinn and the last human. Only one mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that one who sends one salat, one durood, one salutation upon me, one who says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, or Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Nabiyyil Ummi, or wa sallallahu ala al-Nabiyyil Ummi, or sallallahu alayhi, sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any durud, any formula of durud, long or short, one who sends one durood upon me, one salat upon me, one salutation upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send 10 salutations upon him. And the ulama have defined the salutation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as mercy. And this hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is very similar to the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherein he says, Fadkuruni adkurkum. Remember me, I will remember you. Fadkuruni adkurkum. Remember me, make my dhikr, and I will make your dhikr. You remember me, I will remember you. So if you remember me, I will remember you. And here, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that one who sends salat upon me, Allah will send salat upon him. So one who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will remember him. And one who sends salat upon his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will send salat upon him. And we find in another hadith, that a sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and he said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from my ad'iyah, from my dua, from my supplications, how much shall I allocate for durud, for salutation upon you? Because salutation is also dua. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. O Allah, send salutation upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi, may Allah send salutation upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So salutation is also dua. And thereafter, he mentioned to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how much he had allocated for durood-e-paak. When we say, O Allah, forgive me. O Allah, grant me health. O Allah, do this. O Allah, do this. So part of the dua and the supplications we make, one dua is, O Allah, send salutation upon your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from the time that I have allocated for dua, for supplication, how much time shall I engage in sending salutation upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon you, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And then he said, I have allocated so much time. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fine, alhamdulillah. But if you increase more time, it will be good for you. So for example, I cannot exactly remember what he said. For example, he said that I have allocated 10% of the time. 10% of the time from the time for dua that I have allocated 10% for salat, for salutation upon you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, alhamdulillah, 10% is very good. فَإِنْ زِدَّ فَهُوَ خَيْرُ لَكْ. But if you increase it, it is better for you. So he said, okay, 20%. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 20% is fine, but if you increase it, it is better for you. So he continued to increase. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued to say, alhamdulillah, it's good, but if you increase it is better for you. So finally, the Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am dedicating 100% of the time for salat upon you that I have allocated for supplications. I will not ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anything else. All the time that I had allocated for dua, I have dedicated all that time for salat ala nabi. I will just make one dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, send salutation upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, send salutation upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, send salutation upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if this is what you intend to do, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become sufficient for you for all your needs. That means if you engage in salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only, and you give this sacrifice of not asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any of your other needs, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become so happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become sufficient for you for all your needs. That means without you asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your needs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill all your needs. This is the virtue of salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, durush sharif, and this is the barakah of salat and salutations and durush sharif. Similarly, we find another hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man shagalahu al-Quran an mas'alati. The person whom Quran keeps occupied an mas'alati from supplicating to me. For example, a person is busy, he goes to work at 8 o'clock in the morning, and he returns from work at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. He has so many other things to do. And he has time between Asar and Maghrib only for tilawat and supplication. So he decides to engage in the recitation of the Quran for half an hour and to engage in dua and supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 15 minutes. When he comes to the end of 30 minutes, he decides to recite the Quran for 5 minutes more. And when he comes to the end of five minutes, he decides to recite even more. And then he decides to forego the dua. So he decides to forego his desires and his wants. And he prefers to continue engaging in the recitation of the Quran. In the hadith, what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? That if you occupy yourself in salutation upon me, and if you give that time that you have allocated for dua all to durush sharif and salutation upon me, then you don't have to worry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of all your needs. You will not even have to ask from him. Here you have another person who has decided to engage in Quran and forego his desire to ask certain things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the person whom the Quran keeps occupied from asking from me. The Quran does not give him the opportunity to ask from me because he has so much love for the Quran that he continues to recite the Quran, and even during the time that he had allocated for dua, he has so much love and interest in reciting the Quran that he says, no, I want to just continue reciting the Quran. Inshallah, I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala some other time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Hadith Qudsi, that man shagalahu al-Qur'anu an mas'alati ataytuhu afdala ma otis sa'ilin. I will give him more better than what I give to those people who engage in dua. Look at the similarity between the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the dhikr of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because salat ala nabi dhikru Rasul. Allah says, if you remember me, I will remember you. And regarding durud paak, Allah says, the one who sends durud upon my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will send durud upon him. Regarding the recitation of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if a person is occupied in reciting the Quran and he is unable to make dua, I will grant him more better than what I give to those people who make dua. And similarly, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that if a person remains occupied in salat ala nabi, in durood-e-paak, then I will give him, Allah will fulfill all his needs. That means Allah will grant him more than what he would have asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to understand the virtues of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also the virtues of salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and durood sharif and salutations of nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, man salla alayya salatan wahidatan. One who sends one salat upon me, one salutation upon me, one durood upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send 10 durood upon him. And in another hadith, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elaborates even more. He says, man salla alayya salatan wahidatan sallallahu alayhi ashra salawatin wa hatta anhu ashra sayyatin wa rafa'ahu biha ashra darajatin. One who sends one salat upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send 10 salat upon him. وَهَتَّانُ وَأَشْرَ سَيِّيَاتٍ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى will forgive his 10 minor sins upon every durood. وَرَفَاهُ بِهَا عَشْرَ دَرَجَاتٍ and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through that one durood will elevate him by 10 status in his eyes, in Jannat. And in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elaborates even more. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that one who sends one salat upon me, one durood upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send 10 durood upon him. And one who sends 10 durood upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send 100 durood upon him. And one who sends 100 durood upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him 2 things. Number 1, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write on his forehead, bara'atum minan nifaq wa bara'atum minan nar. Immunity from hypocrisy and immunity from the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write on his forehead that this person is immune from nifaq and hypocrisy. He will never die as a munafiq. He is immune now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write, bara'atum minan nar. This person will never go in the fire of Jahannam. This is one virtue for reciting durood and salat and salutation upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 100 times. And the second virtue is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect him on the day of Qiyamah with the martyrs. Allahu Akbar Kabira, Allahu Akbar Kabira. What do we learn from this hadith? One of the things that we learn from this hadith is that the person who recites Salat Alan Nabi 10 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send 100 mercies upon him. In another hadith, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging us to recite Salat and recite Durood, recite salutations upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man salla alayya heena yusbihu asharan, wa heena yumsi asharan. One who recites Durud-e Pak, one who recites Durud Sharif, one who recites Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening. So 10 times after any time after dawn, before Fajr Salah, after Fajr Salah, and 10 times after Maghrib Salah. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging us to recite Durud Sharif salutation 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening, 10 times after the Fajr Salat, 10 times after the Maghrib Salat. And if due to circumstances we are unable to recite after the Fajr Salat, before Fajr Salat, or if we are unable to recite immediately after the Fajr Salat because we are unwell, we haven't had a good night's sleep, then we go to sleep and we wake up. When we wake up, we recite 10 times Durud Sharif. So in the above mentioned hadith of Imam Tabarani rahimahullah ta'ala, one who recites Durud Sharif 10 times, Allah will send 100 mercies. So 10 times in the morning, 100 mercies from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning. And 10 times in the evening, 100 mercies from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the evening. But there is another virtue for the person who recites salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening with punctuality. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what will Allah grant him? Man salla alayya heena yusbihu wa heena yums, man salla alayya heena yusbihu ashran wa heena yumsi ashran. One who reads durud, one who reads salat, salutations in the morning 10 times, in the evening 10 times, أَدْرَكَتْهُ شَفَاعَتِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, then he will become worthy of my shafaat, my intercession on the day of Qiyamah. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّي 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 or صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم 10 times after Fajr Salat, 10 times after Maghrib Salat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. So what we need to do is to try to recite salutation, Durud Sharif, Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 10 times after the Fajr Salat inshallah daily and 10 times after the Maghrib Salat daily inshallah. And we need to try to recite at least minimum 300 times Durud Sharif, salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a daily basis. Daily basis 300 times. Even if we have to recite the shortest formula. And if we are able to recite more than 300 times, alhamdulillah, the more the better. And if one is unable to recite 300 times, then at least the minimum is 100 times. 100 times on a daily basis with the view of increasing it to 300 and thereafter to 500 and thereafter to 1000 and we continue increasing inshallah. Because our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Inna awlan nasi bi yawm al qiyamati aktharuhum alayya salatan. The person most near to me on the day of Qiyamah will be that person who recites the most durud upon me, most salutations upon me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. One more thing. Whenever we hear the name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then with attention and with love, we should say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we are able to say wa alihi, that is even more better. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By including wa alihi, we will include the whole ummah in the durud. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And when we write the name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we should write sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we should write in full. We should write in full. There is a hadith, the nearest meaning of the hadith is that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one who writes durud upon me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one who writes durud upon me, then until that durud remains in written form, the malaika will continue to make istighfar for you. When we write text messages to people, and we say, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that message will remain in the archives for only Allah knows how long. When we write in our exercise books, when we make notes of certain things, and we write the name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we mention Muhammad or our Rasul or our beloved Nabi, and we write sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that notebook, in that exercise book, for how long will sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remain? So when we hear the name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should not become negligent. We should say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with love, with clarity. And when we write, we should write sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at that precise moment, when we are taking notes because the speaker is going very fast, or the lecturer in the class in the darulum is speaking very fast, and we are unable to write down sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then after the name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should leave a small gap. And in our free time, we should fill in the gap by writing sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is against the adab to abbreviate salutation, abbreviate durud sharif, S-A-W, or writing only sad in the Arabic language, Urdu language, or abbreviate the name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, M-O-H. We should write the full name, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As far as the day of Friday is concerned, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to send more salutation on the day of Friday. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, أَكْثِرُ عَلَيَّ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. On the day of Friday, send salutations upon me, send durud upon me in abundance. Why? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَمَنْ فَعَلَهُ. One who will do this, one who will send salutations upon me in abundance on the day of Friday, كُنْتُ لَهُ شَهِيدًا وَشَفِيًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Then I will be a witness for him on the day of Qiyamah. I will be a witness that he is a believer. I will be a witness that he loves me. I will be a witness that he has connection with me. I will be a witness for him, and I will be an intercessor for him on the day of Qiyamah. And in another hadith, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that man salla alayya thamanina marratan yawm al-qiyamati, yawm al-jumu'ati. Man salla alayya thamanina marratan yawm al-jumu'ati. One who recites 80 times salutations, durood sharif upon me on the day of Friday, what will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him? Ghufirat lahu dhunubu thamanina aman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins of 80 years. Minor sins of 80 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. And there is a specific dua, which is a form of Durud Sharif. Durud Sharif is salutation. Durud Sharif is dua for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is a special dua. And there is a very special virtue, which I would like to mention to all of you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, Man qala jazallahu anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahluhu. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have said it from myself. In the hadith it is only jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahluhu. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahluhu. So in order to acquire the reward mentioned in the hadith, only jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahluhu will be sufficient. And if a person says jazallahu anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahluhu, an extra reward for saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahluhu. May Allah reward Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as he deserves being rewarded, according to his status. May Allah reward him according to his status, as he deserves being rewarded. How beautiful this dua is, this supplication is. And we owe this to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Out of love, we should be saying this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa lahu. Allah reward Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam according to his status, as he is worthy of reward. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a person recites this dua only once, at'aba sab'ina malaikatan alfa sabahin, then the reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him is so much that he will tire 70 angels for 1000 days. Because the reward will be so much that 70 angels will be writing the reward, and they will write the reward for 1000 days. And the reward will be so enormous that they will get tired in writing for 1000 days. So this should also become part of our ma'mul. That in the morning when we say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 10 times, then let us add this also at least 3 times. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahluhu. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahluhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all a very close connection to his most beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To our most beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us this connection. And may Allah grant us this connection through following his way, through carrying out all that he desired from us. May Allah grant us this connection through the fara'is, through the wajibat, through abstaining from haram, through abstaining from makruhati tahrimiya. May Allah grant us this connection and make this connection stronger and stronger by granting us the tawfiq to carry out sunan muakkada, sunan ghair muakkada. By carrying out mustahabbat, by carrying out nawafil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this bond with our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stronger and stronger by granting us the tawfiq to learn from authentic, reliable sources. And by granting us the tawfiq to practice, and by granting us the tawfiq to propagate these beautiful teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam far and wide. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen this connection, this bond with our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by granting us the tawfiq to send salutations upon him, send salat upon him, send durood sharif upon him in abundance, in the morning, in the evening, during the day, during the night, throughout our lives. And when we are breathing our last, may we breathe with the kalima and durood sharif emanating from our tongues. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.